This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Michael Kerr, the second last council meeting of the year. You've got a big one in December as well. But let's talk about today, the Employee Recognition Award. You had 13 council employees and some there for 15 years and 25 years and 10 years.
Absolutely. 10, 15 and 25 years, such a long time to be working in one place. And yeah, great contribution to not only local council but to our community. So it's great that we recognise them and give them a certificate and say thank you very much for their work.
I'm sure they appreciate it. Now, a revised budget 2020-21, how are we going budget-wise for the council?
Well, we're better than what we were when we did the first budget. You know, it's only $20,000, but we've added a lot more things into it with this budget that we needed to do. So there's been lots of savings there, as well as, you know, getting extra work done. And, you know, that's the part that we want, is not to go any worse than what we were. And we've succeeded in doing that. So a great job by the accounts department.
Capital Works progress report. And I think Lisa Scommerson brought it up about the disability toilets at Mosman Showgrounds. That's part of, I take it, that's part of the Mosman Showground redevelopment.
Yeah, there's been grant funding for that as well. So we're doing the initial works to the background work, basically, before the grant funding kicks in to actually build it.
So Capital Works, how are we going?
Going really well. I mean, we when we first did the budget, it was around $21 million that we were estimating we were going to. We're up to about $33 million now. So there's been lots of good grant funding come through. Very excited to see all this work getting done.
Okay, you're looking at a contract for the Port Douglas Wastewater Treatment Plant, UV Disinfection System, $241,000 to Liquitec. Could you explain a bit more about that?
It's a necessary thing they need to have to keep us to the EPA health standards. And so the staff have come forward and said, this is what we need to have. And, you know, we need to do it. So we've put the money forward to do so.
Okay, park renewal program, playgrounds. Now, this is great. Can you just explain that? A contract has gone out to Big Splash Enterprises. It's playground equipment?
Absolutely. Some of the playground equipment's getting a bit tired and other parts are still quite dangerous because they don't have the soft form on it. So there's five parks in particular this round that we've picked that we're going to put new soft fall down and put some new equipment there. And it's a great result for the kids and the parents to be able to go to the parks and play on some good equipment.
Junction Creek Cycleway Bridge construction to King Concreting in Queensland, $648,000. I believe this is long overdue.
Absolutely it is. It's a path, it's a bridge there that the cane train tracks go across as well. And as Councillor Nolley pointed out, I'm sure she's not the only one that's got her bike tyres caught in the tracks and, you know, gone head over heels. So it's really important as we go ahead with the bike track from Kea Beach around to Mosman that we have this bridge in place so people and safely get across that area without having to manoeuvre between cars and cane trains.
And Warners Bridge and Anich's Bridge. Bridge and Anich's Bridge.
Two federal funded projects. They've given us 50% of the funding required. These bridges are well overdue for being replaced and this will allow us to do so.
Then we came probably to the most contentious item on the list today, the Cape York newspaper funding. And this was the paper wanting to bring a tactile newspaper back to the Douglas Shire, but we had every councillor vote against it. You were the lone hand.
I was on this case, and that's a majority rule situation. That's how council works. You know, the editor of the paper came to us and he was keen to do a paper here in Port Douglas, and I certainly hope he still will. You know, it's been well requested by lots of people. I don't know how many people have approached me, especially in Mosman. We need a local paper. You know, they don't even know when their friends have passed away because they haven't got the paper to read it in. You know, I've had issues with projects the council's been doing that, where's the public consultation? We didn't know anything about it. I'm not on Facebook. You know, and the advertising we've done has been in the Cairns Post and hasn't reached them. You know, so that is a real issue. You know, having a local paper, I believe, is absolutely necessary in this region for a small town. Yeah, and I certainly hope that he will still find a way to be able to do it.
Well, as another media outlet, we fully support a newspaper, another tactile newspaper coming back into the area. But what the councillors were basically
saying was that this is a commercial entity and they wanted $10,000 for an office situation, and that ratepayers' money was not appropriate for that.
Yeah, and that's their perspective as well, and I appreciate what they're saying, and in most cases I'd be saying the same thing. But this is an asset that the community will have and the community has been requesting. So a $10,000 kickstart to a business, you know, we've done it before. There's been lots of businesses when we've done grant funding rounds where we give kickstarts to businesses to allow them to grow and to better in the community. And this project, I believed, was one that, you know, is a necessity in the area. And if we can encourage necessities, and that's what council's there to do, is encourage businesses to start up in our areas, that is an ideal project for us to do. So as I said, I hope he finds a way to still continue to be able to bring this paper forward, because it's something that Douglas absolutely needs.
And once again, as I say, competition is always good. Port Douglas Sports Complex, Coronation Park Master Plan. Tell us more.
It's been a long plan. It's something that started quite some time ago. Again, there's been public consultation on this, and, you know, I've had people come to me and say, but where was the public consultation? But it was there, and I've sent them the copies of everything the council's done to show that we have been doing it. It was all over our council websites, and again, all through Cairns Post. And, you know, it's a great result, because this gives us a direction of where we're going to head. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, we need this ground and we need that ground, but where are we going to put them? And at least now we've got a design, we've got a plan, and once we get this sort of stuff finished, not only is it going to be great for the community to use, but it's going to be a destination for sports tourism as well. You know, so many clubs say, oh, but we want to bring other teams up here to play national competitions, but we don't have the venues. So having these venues here, we'll be able to, you know, put a pin on the map and say we're a destination for them to come to. And of course they'll stay here overnight, they'll spend money in the bars and restaurants, and it's great for our economy. So it's a long-term goal, but we've got a map now to head to that direction, and I'm sure that when the powers above who fund us see the great work we've got and what the map is, you know, they'll be happy to provide some funds to get us moving forward and get this on the ground and actually operating.
And now I know you haven't got a crystal ball, but when could you see this coming to fruition? When would you like it to come to fruition?
Well, of course, I'd like to see it tomorrow, but, you know, it's a map, so we can at least start now, and if one project goes ahead, we can get that in because we know where it's going to go. And then if another project, you know, we've got the map to show where it's going to be, each item, so we can start moving ahead. As funding comes through for each project, we can put them in the right place.
One at a time.
One at a time if need be.
Okay, a new lease for the Mossman Horse Riding Club?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're encouraging them to kickstart. They've formed a new group and they wanted to lease on the land. And of course, you know, it's important that we have leases on all our properties that are community groups use, and this was just formalising that.
And let's also talk about the splash park and the thoughts from the community. What happened there?
So we've had our community consultation for that for the last couple of weeks, and we've had over 600 responses, which is fantastic. And overwhelmingly, people have said that they want a splash park and they want a pool in Port Douglas that's usable. So that's really exciting that we can now move forward with a master plan. And in this reallocation of our budget that we've just approved today, there's around $450,000 there to go into a proper full design and concept, which again, once that's done, we'll go out to the public for community consultation to make sure they're happy with the design we've come up with, and then we can get it shovel ready, and, you know, when the next lot of funding comes out, we're on the right step forward to get the funds to make this happen. And this is, as I said, is a goal that I've put forward that I wanted built within 2 years. We've got Cynthia Louis, of course, our state member, who's come out with $1.5 million to go towards it, and, you know, once I can sit down with her and actually discuss where council's at, I'm sure we can come up to a great result, and we'll get this happening sooner rather than later.
It's very different to the previous council's idea of a lagoon, and you certainly see it as a different concept. But do you think the appetite's out there from people?
Absolutely. You hear it all the time. If you can't swim in the ocean, you need a safe place to swim. And this will give us an alternative where kids can just run around and splash and get wet, or there's going to be a pool facility as well, which they can utilise for nippers, for training, for swimming, for diving, for mums that want to just exercise during the day. You know, it's going to be a great place to take the kids for a recreational, create memory situation.
Now, just to finish up, we've just heard news that the state government opened the borders next week. Gee, couldn't come at a better time around this time. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
It's exciting news. You know, the 1st of December is the date that's been put forward that they're going to open the borders up to Queensland. And, you know, we're very much anticipating the bookings coming in, and we hope they get up here and they enjoy themselves, spend some money and save some of these businesses that desperately need some cash flow.
Well, that's fantastic news, isn't it? Coming up, it's the best Christmas present we could get as a Shire.
It certainly is the best Christmas present we could get as a Shire, to be open again, to be trading, get these jobs happening again and get these businesses working.
Michael Kerr, thank you.
Thank you.